Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two big decisions today from the Supreme Court. In a 7-2 ruling, the court upheld a Trump administration rule allowing all religious employers who want to deny birth control coverage. The court also ruled that teachers at certain religious schools are not protected by federal anti-discrimination laws. Dahlia Lithwick writes about the courts and the law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Robin.
And first, the birth control case. This is related to the Affordable Care Act requirement that employers must offer insurance that covers birth control. And now we know that there was a religious exemption already that was passed. Tell us about that. And then what does today's decision involve?
Right. This goes all the way back to that provision in Obamacare that said that employers had to provide cost-free contraceptive coverage as part of just basic preventive health care. The administration then added churches and said they could be exempted. And then they broadened it out to nonprofits, religious schools and hospitals. If they self-certified that they had religious objections, they also had an accommodation. The Trump administration broadened that way out. They said that religious exemptions could be claimed by any employer, including publicly traded companies, if they had religious or, quote, moral objections. The state of Pennsylvania sued, and there was a nationwide injunction. And today, by a 7-2 ruling, the court said, actually, yes, the government has the authority to create those exemptions, those accommodations, and kicked it back to lower courts.
No. Ginsburg and Sotomayor dissented. Their argument?
Justice Ginsburg said that this process of accommodating religious dissenters is meant to be this slow negotiation that balances, in this case, the harm to women who are going to lose contraception against the religious objections of dissenters. And that was kind of swept aside today. And women are going to suffer, is what Ginsburg says.
Well, as we said, the decision was 7-2. Some would say Kagan crossed over. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that Kagan and Breyer only joined narrowly to say that the government could promulgate these regulations. They didn't join into the part, the broad sweep of this decision, the larger Clarence Thomas decision. In some sense, I think they were kicking the can down the road.
Okay. And what's the impact expected to be? I mean, do we know how many people might start dropping the coverage?
Yeah, Justice Ginsburg writes it in her dissent. She says there's 127,000 women of childbearing age. The government estimates that those people will experience the disappearance of their contraceptive coverage. So the numbers are big, and she warns it could be bigger.
The second case, the court ruling that two Catholic schools in California are immune from discrimination lawsuits brought by two former teachers. Tell us more about that case.
Yeah, Robin, this is two religious school teachers. One alleges age discrimination is the basis for her firing. One, who is now deceased, said she was fired from her school after telling them she had breast cancer. Her husband is now bringing the case. They sued under federal civil rights laws. And in a unanimous decision in 2012, the court had said there's this thing called a ministerial exception that means that if your school says you're kind of a minister, you cannot sue. Today, the court broadened that out in a 7-2 decision again, saying that teachers can't contest firings in federal courts because the Constitution, under this ministerial exemption, allows religious organizations to choose who their ministers are, who is teaching the faith.
And just briefly, the dissent.
The dissent essentially says that many, many, many people have now seen the courthouse doors slammed on them. Tens of thousands of teachers are not going to be able to sue under religious or gender or age or disability or sex orientation discrimination in the courts.
Okay. In the couple minutes we have with you, Dahlia, the court also announced today, tomorrow is the last day of the session. So what cases are we waiting for?
two. One is a sort of really interesting case about whether a big chunk of eastern Oklahoma actually is still tribal lands. And that is one that we've waited to see. The court didn't decide that last year. And then, of course, these two huge financial documents cases, efforts by the congressional committees and the New York District Attorney to get their hands on Trump documents, including tax returns. Trump and the Justice Department have been fighting tooth and nail to prevent those from being seen. That will be on the last day tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's so interesting because it coincides with this forthcoming book from Donald Trump's niece, Mary Trump, in which he makes some accusations about how the family handled taxes. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. But just briefly, we have about a minute here. We also got news that Chief Justice John Roberts had a fall at a country club last month. He stayed overnight at a hospital after getting sutures. Doctors say the cause of the fall was likely dehydration, but he has suffered seizures in the past. What are you making of this news?
I think we have to make of it what the court gives us, which is they say this was just dehydration. It wasn't seizures. And it's a larger comment on how poorly I think the court communicates health concerns long after the fact, minimal information. That's the real issue. They need to do better at telling us what's actually going on.
In other words, you know, John Roberts, 65 years old, any justice, we should know when they're in the hospital. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and this goes way, way back. And even when Chief Justice Rehnquist had thyroid cancer, the court was really, really very parsimonious.
Dahlia Lithwick, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.